This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Refugees in Poland fleeing the war in Ukraine have mixed feelings about the talks between Russia and Ukraine, AP's Ed Donahue reports.
President Volodymyr Zelensky says the signals they are hearing from the talks are positive. Natalia Yanikova is a Ukrainian who lives in the U.S. but was visiting Ukraine when the war started. She says the talks are necessary, but...
As the history shows, Russians never keep their word. And it would be... I really cannot predict what the outcome of that will be.
Tatiana Parminska is a refugee from Chernihiv. She says, I hope for peace because we have no strength anymore. Children are suffering and our city and everything. And then we need to restore everything. So that's why we needed to stop. President Zelensky says sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine must be guaranteed. I'm Ed Donahue.
In what appeared to be a coordinated action to tackle Russian espionage, at least four European allies say they are expelling dozens of Russian diplomats. The expulsions announced Tuesday come against a backdrop of relations between Russia and the West that have been plunged into a deep freeze following Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. The Netherlands said it was expelling 17 Russians. Belgium said it was ejecting 21. The Czech Republic gave one Russian diplomat 72 hours to leave the country, while Ireland told four senior Russian officials to leave. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Algerian Foreign Minister Ramtane Lamamra met in Algiers Wednesday. It's the latest stage of Blinken's Middle East tour that has already seen him visit Israel, the West Bank, and Morocco. Blinken has emphasized U.S. solidarity with Ukraine as he meets with leaders and diplomats. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden signs the bill making lynching a federal hate crime. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
In a Rose Garden ceremony Tuesday,
the law.
Surrounded by lawmakers, administration officials, and civil rights advocates, President Joe Biden signed into law the Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act, making lynching a federal hate crime.
Lynching was pure terror.
The bill was more than a century in the making. Congress first considered anti-lynching legislation more than 120 years ago, and legislation failed nearly 200 times. The bill is named after Emmett Till, a black teenager whose brutal killing in Mississippi in the summer of 1955 became a seminal moment in the civil rights era. The Reverend Wheeler Parker is Emmett Till's last living cousin.
It's a long time coming. You can't deal with the negative side of it. Why did it take so long?
Mike Gracia, Washington.
Hundreds of people attended the funeral of the 29-year-old who was killed Tuesday evening after a Palestinian gunman shot and killed five people in central Israel. Police say the 27-year-old shooter was from the Israeli-occupied West Bank village of Yabad. Police shot and killed him late Tuesday, putting an end to the shooting rampage. The shooting raised to 11 the number of people killed by Arab gunmen in Israel over the past week, the sharpest spike in attacks on city streets in years. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas condemned the killing of Israeli civilians and stressed that the killing of Israelis and Palestinians would only lead to a deterioration of the situation. He cautioned against retaliatory attacks by Jewish settlers and others, Palestinian Wafa News Agency reported. Haitians take to the streets to protest over the increasing insecurity turning violent in places like the southern city of Lakai, where people stormed the local airport and attacked a small plane owned by a U.S. missionary group. At least one person died and five others were injured, including four police officers, in the confrontation between protesters and authorities. The National Police Inspector said the person killed was a protester who was shot, but he didn't say whether police were responsible. The U.S. House panel investigating the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol has identified a roughly eight-hour gap in official White House records of then-President Donald Trump's phone calls as the violence unfolded and his supporters stormed the building. That's according to two people familiar with the probe. The gap extends from a little after 11 a.m. to about 7 p.m. on January 6th, according to one of the people. Both spoke to the Associated Press on the condition of anonymity. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.